Without actually telling me who you're going to vote for, what are the qualities that you're looking for in the next president of the United States?
Well, one thing is I want him to be able to work well with Congress on both sides of the Congress, the House and the Senate, and a bill that is well put together, well thought out, and that helps everybody. I mean everybody. I mean something that means something to America.
And of the challenges that we're facing right now, whether they're economic or the war, or what are the things that are top of your mind, your major concerns for the United States right now?
Oh, there's so much. You know, being a veteran, of course, the war, you know, and my brother, I just talked to him. He's a veteran, too. You know, he's got 30 years in. He's not disabled or anything, but he put a lot of his money into stocks and everything, and he's telling me that, you know, he's having a hard time right now, and his wife was going to be a school teacher. She went to college. I don't know if she's got a bachelor's degree or an associate's or whatever, but anyway, she was going to be a school teacher in North Carolina. It was all lined up. Last year, she taught school. This year, all of a sudden, she's out of a job because of the economy. And because of the way everything was going and everything last year, he went ahead and thought that life was normal, and now he's in debt and now he's worried. You know, he went ahead and bought a new truck, he bought a new motorcycle, and now he's worried about his bills. His wife is suddenly unemployed. And you know, when one spouse becomes unemployed, these days, that's all it takes. And when you have your money in the stock market, you know, I don't know how he had his money invested, whatever, but when it crashes like that, and when your wife loses her job, he just told me that he's in a tight. Now, what I'm saying is, like, when it crashed down like that and his spouse lost his job, I don't know how he had his money invested, which was dangerous. And all of a sudden, when his wife found out suddenly that the job wasn't there, you know, that, you know, that got him.
So in terms of what you'd like to see your leadership do, particularly right now with the incredible challenges that we're facing, do you have any ideas or things that you're hoping to see?
Yes. United States used to stand for security. You know, really, I mean, United States used to be security. And believe it or not, it used to be security for the world. You know, I mean, that's, I hate to say it, but United States, you know, used to be like the Crusaders. You know, I mean, that was us. I mean, really, you know, I know there's other people out there that are hurting. You know, I mentioned my brother because he just talked to me about this yesterday. You know, and I know there's other people out there because, you know, I watch TV and I bump into people. You know, I have a friend that lost his house. You know, it was foreclosed on.
A lot of people hurting. Yeah.
A lot of people are. As a matter of fact, you know, I wish I had more money. You know what I mean?
Of course.
You know.
So what's your hope? Do you have a hope for our country?
Yeah, like, where will America go from here? Oh, I have a hope. I hope that one day that people will go back to the day where people smile to each other. People took the time to talk to each other. People actually, you know, treat each other the way they like to be treated. You know? Wouldn't that be nice?
It absolutely would. Raymond, thank you. I appreciate your time today and your spirit.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great ride.